This is EJ Castor with a Florida Tech faculty and staff profile. And with me, I have John Hudacek. John is the scholarship and enrollment officer here on the Florida Tech campus for the Reserve Officer Training Corps program. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you, EJ.
Tell us about the Army ROTC program.
Well, Army ROTC is one of the commissioning sources for the Army. We draw approximately 70% of our officers from the ROTC program at 272 campuses across the nation. FIT is one of the smaller of the programs. We have only 54 cadets with us, involving 4 years of education, in addition to the normal classroom education you get in your individual major. At the completion of the ROTC program and getting your degree, either undergraduate or graduate, then you begin your military service to the Army in either the active or reserve forces.
So because this is an Army Reserve Officer Training Corps, you will then go into the Army active duty or Army Reserve.
Yes, that's correct, EJ. What happens nowadays is with the Army getting smaller and the sequester put on us by the government, the Army is drawing down its strength overall. And where we're having our biggest shortage right now is not in active duty strength, but it's in the Reserve and National Guard forces. In the near future, we're going to put approximately 50% of our graduates into the Reserve or National Guard. Anymore, it's not an automatic ticket that you will have to serve 4 to 5 years of active duty. Some people will be able to do their entire service obligation in the Reserve forces.
For people that are not familiar with the terminology, describe the difference between being on active duty versus being in the Reserves or in the Guard.
Active duty is where you're a full-time employee. You're going to be stationed wherever the Army deems you have a need to be. Could be overseas, it could be stateside, it could be in a number of different places. And because it's a full-time job, you're receiving full-time pay. In the Reserve Forces, which has two different segments, the U.S. Army Reserve and the Army National Guard, this is where you do 1 week in a month and 2 weeks a year to do your service obligation. That means you may get called up for a deployment overseas if the president deems necessary. And for the National Guard, the governor can call up National Guard members to assist in state emergencies such as hurricanes, floods, or something like that. But you can do also your full service commitment in the National Guard or the Army Reserve for a total of 20 years and still receive government compensation for retirement at the completion of that.
John, tell me about international students serving in the U.S. military.
For the officer branch, one of the requirements is for someone to be a U.S. citizen, and that's not negotiable. Even if a U.S. student has dual citizenship, they'll probably be asked to renounce their other citizenship. But without U.S. citizenship, direct accession into the officer corps is not allowed. There are programs right now in the Army for a student to enlist in the Army, and that will put them on a fast track to U.S. citizenship. That's run through the U.S. Army, and you would serve as an enlisted person, but if your goal was to gain U.S. citizenship for either becoming an officer or for different reasons, that is one option that is out there right now. But a local Army recruiter would be able to steer you in the right direction.
John, I really appreciate you coming into the studio to talk with us about the Army Reserve Officer Training Corps program.
And thank you for the invitation, EJ. And I just want everyone on FIT campus to know, anytime you see one of our cadets in uniform or when you see one of our faculty or staff with an ROTC shirt, please feel free to discuss any items you have concerning the Army, concerning service. They're always happy to share their story, and we want to be a part of this community and part of this college campus.
This has been a Florida Tech faculty and staff profile, broadcasting from the Florida Tech campus in Melbourne, Florida.